FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide, and today I'm chatting to head chef of Épices in Franschhoek, Sharnay Mouton. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Hello.
Well, I know it's after a lovely break that you're coming back to open with your winter special again. So I know we'll have lots of listeners flocking out to Franschhoek. One of your dishes has, I think, 35 spices in it. Am I right in saying that?
Yes, that would be our bread course, which I would say is our signature. I think anyone who's come to Épices, whenever they come back, they'll say they have to have the bread. If it's not there, then the menu's not complete.
Well, it's quite exciting that you use that whole spectrum of spices in one dish, but also other dishes seem to have, I wouldn't say a dominant spice, but you've used a lovely assortment in the other dishes. What are the spices that you use the most?
With each course, of course, I try to highlight one. And I think the dominant spices, which you'll see trickle through each course, is a little bit of, you know, what you'd have in your pantry. So some coriander, cumin, a little bit of black pepper. Those almost string through the whole menu. But then we have some interesting ones that we obviously get from overseas as well that just we highlight a little bit more.
But Shana, each dish is feisty and interesting in its own way. I always think it's a great reflection of the chef. But what is your favorite spice? What do you absolutely love cooking with?
I really love cumin. And I know, like, we get a few people in the restaurant who say, oh, they don't enjoy that. But I think cumin, it's such a versatile thing. You know, you bring out this beautiful earthy flavor. You get a slight citrusy note out of it as well. And it's so versatile. So at the moment, I have it with a bread because bread's one of my favorite things to eat as well. You can use it in so many different ways. The more you use, the less you use. It brings through a different flavor as well.
And is it best to always heat the spices if you're going to be using them in a dish? Is that what releases the aroma and all the beautiful flavor?
Yes, I'd either toast it first, or if I'm using it in a curry, sometimes all I do is I'll get my onions really hot and then add it to, you know, you've got your butter, you've got onions, and that will just help release the flavor, and you can just smell those aromatics. And if you don't do that, you don't get the full flavor of the spice that comes through the dish, and the dish is almost weaker.
And what other advice to cooks around the use and storage of spices? Because I always worry that my spice cupboard needs to be cleaned out regularly. How long does one keep spices for?
Yeah, I would say, so, you know, normally, well, at the restaurant, we obviously buy it in a bulk because we use it quite often.
Yes.
But I would say when you buy it from the shop, you buy the smaller packages. So it stays fresher for longer. You get that nice aromatic flavor. Otherwise, like anything, if you bought a perfume, the smell obviously changes over time.
Yes.
So spices are the exact same, where the flavor changes. It almost gets a bit less, the quality of the product. And it would be better. I like to buy the whole form instead of powdered. And then we just have a little spice grinder at work. Well, and then we just grind the spices up ourselves.
Makes sense.
Then we'll make our own little, if we want to do a chai spice blend, we'll get the different quantities. And the flavor is actually completely different. It's a lot more intense, which is quite nice, I think.
I'm sure. And what about storage? Should it be kept, should spices be kept in a dark cupboard? Or what's your advice on that?
So my advice would be in an airtight container, of course.
Mm.
And then, yeah, I keep mine in a dark cupboard.
Okay. Well, I love the fact that you bring them out of the dark cupboard in such a magnificent way. Your dishes are also memorable. And tell me, to turn up the heat this winter, would you use chili or ginger?
I would use a little bit of ginger, just to help with the winter cold as well.
Okay. What else do you use to make something really, really spicy? I always think of chili, ginger, and I also think of turmeric. What else do you use?
So for me, my base of any paste that I usually make, this is me giving a secret away now.
Please.
I always have garlic, ginger, jalapenos, chilies, but I will leave about one or two with the seeds and majority of them without the seeds.
Okay.
So that would be my base in the paste, but lots of ginger and then also the jalapeno and a little bit of garlic. That's my base where I start with, and then I'll add layers of spices and some onions, maybe another vegetable.
Okay.
And yeah.
Well, my mouth is watering. Can't wait. But thank you so much for sharing your inspiration with us. It's definitely the time to warm up and visit Two Plated EPs in Franschhoek. So thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure.
That was Head Chef Shanae Mouton of Épices in Franschhoek. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Bon appétit!
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.